Peyton, what do you see from this Chiefs defense different from when you saw this with the Eagles?
I think they're even better, to tell you the truth. Looks like they've got a few guys healthier. They were a little dinged up last time, and it's just their record is just different than what their defense puts out there. Like I said, I can't speak for what's going on with their offense or turnovers or whatnot. I know they ran the stew out of the ball on Sunday, but they're active on defense. They can cover well. Barry's playing good. Johnson's all over the field, and they can get after the passer with four.
Peyton, what's your reaction to the Broncos now being favored to win the Super Bowl?
I don't really have any reaction to it. We're focused on trying to get better. I really think we've done a good job with that all week, all season, just taking it one week at a time. I know it's a boring cliche, but Coach Fox has preached it. I think our team has bought into it, and I feel like we'll do the same this week. This is the fourth game of the fourth quarter, and he's broken our season into quarters, and they set goals for us each quarter, and so it's a chance to accomplish a goal in the fourth quarter. And we're playing a division team at home. I don't care what their record is. I know their defense is good, and that's really all we're focused on.
You have rested late in seasons before. Is the fact that the Patriots are playing the same time as you, is that you guys won't know exactly what your seating is?
Yeah.
Like that, not like resting?
I mean, that's the fact that the time of their game is really, irrelevant to me. And I like the fact that we have a chance to improve as a team this week. And it's a great test for us going against this defense. They held us to 17 points last time. And, there's some things they did well, some things that we can do better. And it's a great test from that standpoint. That's what we're going to try to use this week as a chance to try to improve.
Will you scoreboard watch at all to see what happens in Houston and Indy?
If somebody tells you, will you care one way or the other?
I'd be shocked unless you're not going to be anywhere near the sidelines, are you?
Yeah. It's hard to say.
Anybody's going to tell me during the game.
Nate, you've had some years where game 16, you didn't play much, maybe one series. You glad to have a situation where you can play to the finish line here?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, because it's a new team, and we need every single opportunity that we can get in order to improve to face scenarios like we were talking about Sunday. Another chance to work on something. I mean, it's just been such a fast break year. Mike McCoy's trying to cram everything, he's trying to cram 5 years of experience into 1 year, and I think he's done a heck of a job from that standpoint. But every opportunity, like I've said all season, in practice, in walkthrough, in meetings, and especially in the games, I wish we, would have played more in the preseason, had those repetitions. So it's a great opportunity for us, and like I said, I think we're facing a tough challenge.
Do you care if you're the number one seed?
No.
Peyton, today the Pro Bowl announcements are going to come out. You've gone to a bunch. How big of a day is that just in a locker room and for a team? On good teams that you've been on, this is a good team. Probably going to have a lot of guys at that nod. How big of a day is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard for me to really speak on that. They haven't announced it yet. So I'm pulling for – there's a lot of guys on our team that deserve to make it. I know that much. And so I'm pulling for a lot of guys. And I know there's great players out there in the NFL, but there's some great players on this team this year that deserve to go. So I'm hoping that that all of them get to do it.
How happy are you with the offense as a whole, given, like you said, how much you've had to cram in such a short amount?
Well, I think we've made some strides in certain areas. I still think we have things we need to improve on and work on. We focus on those things in practice, and it's one thing to do them in practice. You like to see the work that you put into practice carry over to the field on Sunday, and hopefully we can do that this Sunday.
Peyton, I'm sure you still have plenty of friends in Indianapolis. Can you say anything about the fact that they have made the playoffs and kind of been this feel-good story? Are you happy for them, or have you been paying attention?
I mean, I've just had so much on my plate here, and it's been quite a challenge here handling everything going on in Denver. So that's really kind of what I focused on all season long. But hey, to make the playoffs in the NFL, you got to have a great year. So any team that's in, that says a lot, especially in the AFC, because I think it's competitive as it ever has been.
Are you? You were talking about scenarios, and you haven't really had the last second, needing to score in the last second. Are you satisfied with what you've been able to work on in practice in those scenarios that you haven't had in a game?
I mean, we can't do anything about changing the outcome of a game. I mean, we were down early in some games and came back and and you know, close in some games, got over the hump in some games. So, you know, you love to face every scenario. Like I said, you can't control how each game's outcome is gonna, how it's gonna go. So, you try to simulate game-like scenarios in practice. It's not quite the same as a game. So, that's something that Coach Fox and the staff have tried to do all season long.
Mike McCoy's name will come up as a head coaching candidate. What qualities have you seen from this year, you know, that make him a good head coach?
Yeah, Mike's a great leader. He's very passionate about his job and about doing whatever he can to help our team win. He inspires guys to and pushes them, you know, to work harder, motivates them to be better players. And I've really been thankful for the help and support he's given me this year. He's been just been a great support, a resource for me all season long, and I think he'd be an excellent head coach.
A few more for Peyton, guys.
Peyton, the way the offense has complemented the defense for the Broncos, you've helped them, they've helped you guys. Is that kind of underplayed sometimes?
Well, I think it's important on any team that's winning games. It can't be all on one side of the ball. And hey, there's some stretches there where offense or defense gets in a little slump and just things aren't going right. The other side of the ball has to be able to pick them up. I think, like you said, we have done that for the most part pretty consistently this year. And we haven't had many stretches where both of us have kind of gone cold at the same time. I hope it doesn't happen. So I think that's been important. And I know the offense gets excited when we see Vaughn or Elvis, you know, get a sack or Champ get a turnover. I know those guys are the first ones to greet us on the sidelines after we have a long touchdown drive or a big play to Decker or Noshon pops a long run. That's to me, that's the key to being a team.